the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, billionaire Bill Gates announced that he would be winding down his Gates Foundation in 20 years. Established in 2000, it's one of the most consequential philanthropies the world has ever seen. Gates wasn't shy with his opinions about US aid cuts, DOGE, and Elon Musk this week in an interview that he gave. To tell us more, we're joined by Liz Carolan of The Briefing. Liz, you're very welcome to the programme. Bill Gates, first of all, wants to give away most of his money, or practically all of his money, over the next 20 years through the Bill Gates Foundation.
That's right. He said he doesn't want to die a rich man. Now, his idea of rich and your and my idea of rich might be slightly different, but he is planning to give away 99% of his wealth. So 25 years ago, he set up the Gates Foundation, which has his money, but also really substantial contributions from the likes of Warren Buffett, other people of his sort of generation and billionaire class. And they've been doing really quite incredible work, very focused work. I think the world of philanthropy can have a lot of chopping and changing and re-strategizing and following the shiny thing. They have focused relentlessly on global public health, on in particular disease eradication for children, maternal health, poverty reduction, education.
And the figures, even they deal with a lot of things from HIV and AIDS and polio as well. He talked about 10 million childhood deaths around the world 25 years ago, and it's now down to 5 million. But he's very critical of the current White House administration and Elon Musk's DOGE and the impact that its cuts will have on those.
Yeah, so Gates himself is very careful not to criticise Trump, but he is really scathing about in particular Elon Musk. And so he projects that while child mortality has been dropping, and you know, a drop of 5 million deaths per year is huge if you think of, you know, what that means in practical terms. He thinks that we were on track for that to reduce again, and instead that's reversing. So we could end up with more childhood deaths now globally. And if you look at, in particular, the cuts that DOGE, that Elon Musk's unit has been making to, for example, PEPFAR, we could end up with 500,000 more children dying from HIV and AIDS between now and 2030 as a direct result of those decisions. And if you think that Bill Gates was the world's richest man and now it's Elon Musk who's the world's richest man, there's a really stark contrast in those two individuals' approach to thinking about the role of America in the world, the role of capitalism, and the role of philanthropy.
And he really gets stuck into Elon Musk in this interview, and he talks about this thing called the Giving Pledge, which Bill Gates has subscribed to, and he says that Elon Musk had subscribed to as well, but he sort of questions how much evidence there is about him sticking with it.
Yeah, so him and Warren Buffett in around 2010 decided to set up this pledge so that people in that mega wealthy category would commit to giving away most of their money. The likes of Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and that this sort of newer generation of billionaires signed up to it. But they're not taking that same approach of actual investment in the real gaps. So the Gates Foundation, it invests in science. It's created interventions that have saved millions of women from, for example, postpartum hemorrhage. It really finds the areas where investment is needed. Now, it's criticised because it still takes a sort of like capitalist model, but it tries to sort of fix what they see as wrong with capitalism. Elon Musk, you know, his solution to, for example, climate crisis, this kind of thing is, well, let's all go live on Mars. It's not quite the same level of practicality, realism, and also thinking about the world's poorest and most vulnerable as where some of that investment should go.
Not quite the same planet in that sense. He's very critical of Keir Starmer as well. What does he say about him?
Yeah, he is. Well, I mean, you know, like the UK government have been cutting back on their global aid investments. They were one of many countries that committed to, you know, a particular percentage of GDP being part of aid. This was a big move over the last decade or so. And, you know, it's not just the US who's cutting back on global aid. There is a bit of a pattern. And I think what the US are doing is sort of giving a bit of permission to other countries to do that. I mean, I think we're not seeing it in Ireland yet. You know, we have a very strong commitment. And I think we have a really strong understanding here of our role as a global actor, promoting things like basic human rights, access to education, access to health.
But it's an interesting clash between these two billionaires, Bill Gates and Elon Musk, because Gates doesn't mince his words about Musk. I mean, he basically is attributing the deaths of millions of children over the coming years to decisions that have been made by the richest man in the world.
He is. And as with most things that Gates does, like, this is grounded in facts and reality. We have vaccines and we have antiretroviral drugs that are not being distributed right now to babies being born. And as a result, those babies are ending up HIV positive. They're not getting access to the drugs that they need. And there's, you know, there's quite a bit of like really quite rigorous empirical work, which is documenting on a day by day basis the number of children and adults who are dying because of the cuts that Musk has made, and the overall kind of vandalism that the Trump administration is perpetrating at the moment across the global health system. It's not just, you know, the individual vaccines. There are systems which have taken generations to build up to get these drugs to people at the moment when they're giving birth.
And I suppose their argument would be that ultimately they needed to cut costs. They have huge national debt they have to finance, and that they would have identified in the system, albeit a huge aid system, that there was wastage of money, and that they would say that's ultimately what they're trying to tackle.
And they may say that, but you know, some of the evidence coming out is of this not being a well thought through plan, having to roll back on some of the decisions that they made because, you know, for example, they sacked nuclear scientists or people who were doing incredibly important work. I think cuts are fine, but they need to be thought through and they need to be rational.
OK, we'll have to leave it there. Liz Carolan of The Briefing, thank you very much for talking to us.